To Sell 澳洲中文广播电台，我哋今日好高兴能够邀请到嚟自 Rice 选区州议员 Jordan Lee 上到嚟我哋嘅访问当中。
Good morning, everyone. Today we are really lucky to have our Jordan Lee, member for Rice, today with us in To Sell Radio. It's good to having you, Jordan.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So to start off, could you briefly introduce yourself to our audience?
咁可唔可以首先请你同我哋嘅听众简单介绍下自己咧？
Sure. So I'm Jordan Lane. I'm the State MP for Ryde in the New South Wales Parliament and the Shadow Assistant Minister for Transport and Roads, Infrastructure and Multiculturalism. Oh, it's very appropriate that I'm talking to you today.
当然可以。我是 Jordan Lane, 现任新州议会 Ryde 上区的州议员，同时担任影子助理部长，负责交通、道路、基础建设和多元文化的事务。今日好高兴能够同你哋嘅访谈。其实我之前都参加过好多华人嘅社区活动，好高兴能够嚟到你哋中文电台嘅节目当中。
Yeah, I actually saw Jordan in a lot of events before, in a lot of Chinese community events. So it's good to having you in our radio today. So, what inspired you to pursue a career in politics, actually?
咁唔知当初系咩原因令到你决定踏入政坛呢个政治生涯嘅咧？
So I am a lifelong local of Ryde. I was born at Ryde Hospital, grew up in the community, had enormous privilege to meet the community, play in the local sports clubs, go to great schools, and, you know, it gave me a lot. And I think that sparked for me an interest in wanting to give back to community. And I got very fortunate along the way. I was supported by a lot of great people in the community. My predecessor, Victor Dominello, some of your listeners would know, supported me, gave me work experience as a kid at school. And I think when the opportunity arose to put my hand up and get involved in public office, there were a lot of people there to support me and encourage me to do that. And the great thing now is that whilst it is work, it never feels like work. It's very vocational, being able to be at events, support community, problem solve, and try and fight for better resources for our fast-growing area. So I've been very fortunate and really enjoying what I'm doing, but it always comes back to that local community who was so supportive at the start.
我从细就是Ryde 嘅人，出生喺 Ryde 医院，亦都喺呢个社区当中长大，有机会认识好多社区本地嘅人，参加当地嘅运动俱乐部，就读好好嘅本地学校，一切都俾咗我好多，亦都激发咗我想要回馈社会嘅心。一路上我非常之幸运，有许多好厉害嘅人支持我，包括其中包括自由党的前辈 Victor Dominello， 他甚至在我还是学生的时候就认到我在他的办公室里面实习，所以当有机会投入这份公职的时候，很多人都鼓励我，虽然说是工作，但他现在对我来说不单止是工作，更是一种使命，能够参加各种各样的活动，支持本地社区，帮助解决问题，争取更多的资源，对于我们这个快速成长的地方来说是非常重要，而一切都是回到当初被给予我支持的一个社区。
I believe that so. What led you to join the Liberal Party?
那当初是什么原因令你选择加入自由党的呢？
I grew up in a small business family. So my dad's a tradesman, my mum runs a small manufacturing business, and for them growing up, decisions of government affected my household. If government was going to be tough on business, then my family didn't have as much money and wasn't as comfortable. So I think for me, that sparked an early interest in the difference between the big parties when it came to policy, because the Liberal Party has typically been better at supporting small businesses. As I grew up and started to form my own views about the world and politics, I think that I was affirmed by the party being one that is at its core for all Australians. So it doesn't try to define itself by a region. Some parties like the National Party, our friends do that. They're for the country. It's not a single issue party like the Shooters or the Greens who focus on one or two issues. And it's not a party of a vested interest such as the trade union movement like Labor is. It's a party at its core that's for everybody. Doesn't mean it gets everything right all the time. And part of my job as an MP is to try and make the party more modern and reflective of a modern Australia. But at its core, I resonated a lot with that focus on being for everybody and being there to support individuals and their aspirations. So that's why I joined. But it doesn't mean I take everything they say and accept it. I also try and influence it in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. 我是一个小型家庭、生意家庭入边长大，爸爸是技工，而妈妈经营一间小型嘅制造企业。从细屋企入边嘅经济状况直接受到政府嘅政策影响。如果政府对企业不友善，我哋屋企嘅收入就会减少，生活就会比较紧张。呢个令我好早开始注意到唔同政党会点样影响唔同嘅政策。自由党通常系对中小企业嘅支持比较多。随住年纪嘅增长，我逐渐形成咗自己嘅世界观同政治观，发现自由党嘅理念同我嘅信念一致。呢个一个为所有澳洲人服务嘅政党，唔会好似国家党咁样只专注喺乡村地方，亦都唔好似绿党咁样，或者好似枪党咁样只专注喺一两个议题，更唔似好似工党同工会有固定嘅既得利益关系。当然，自由党唔可能每次都系正确。作为议员，我嘅工作之一就系必须嘅时候监督佢，提醒佢哋。但我始终认为佢嘅核心价值同我自细喺屋企所学嘅系相符合噶。
Yes, because we know that before you become an MP before, you were mayor of the city of Ryde, which is the youngest mayor of the city of Ryde. How has that experience helped you to being as a role of state member?
在成为州议员之前，你曾成为这个 Ryde 市最年轻的市长，不知这段经历对你现在的工作有什么帮助呢？
Really valuable. So being a young councillor and a young mayor in particular was very helpful because for the first time we were starting to focus on things that the council had never thought of before. A great example is just moving towards remote work and working from home. So I had the privilege after COVID of coming into that role where I had a leadership role and was able to say to the organisation, we need to be more modern for young working parents, for people who might have extracurricular activities, for those who might not feel safe, you know, going to the office at that time. And we really modernised and embraced technology in a way that still exists today. So now, even though COVID's long gone, the council can still meet remotely. A lot of the staff are able to work from home or in a hybrid setting, which means the council spends less money on rent and overheads and things like that. So it's been really effective in terms of bringing that new youthful generation. But the experience also of leading a big organisation with a lot of staff, a very big budget, has meant that in my current role, I'm able to advocate, I think, in a more targeted way, know how the system works so we're more successful in getting the things we're advocating for. And also, it's helped build important relationships. A vast majority of the things people raise with me as a state MP has some involvement with council. So having had some experience there means I can more effectively get things done.
Mm-hmm. 作为年轻的市员，之后又成为年轻的市长，这段经历十分之宝贵。因为那次是我们第一次专注于以往市政府没太重视的议题。好好的例子就是在疫情之后推动这个远程工作和弹性办公室安排。我能够对市政组织表示，我们需要为年轻在职家庭提供更多现代化的工作选择。我们积极拥抱科技，所以即便疫情过去了，市议会仍然会举行线上会议，职员亦都可以在屋企工作或者采取混合办公室模式。带领一个拥有大量员工和庞大预算的组织经验，使得他现在作为州议员的时候能够更有效地发声。我了解地方政府如何运作，当选民带着涉及市政府的问题来找我的时候，我能够更熟练地在体制内推动取得成果。
So as you mentioned that you were born and raised in the local city of Ryde, so can you tell us more about your thoughts on your electorate about Ryde?
不知你可不可以跟我们分享一下你所代表的选区也都是 Ryde 这个地方呢？
Well, I love Ryde. I wear this little pin. I don't know if you can see that everywhere I go because it's a reminder of everything that it's given to me and just the great community that it is. If I could capture it maybe in a few words, it's diverse, it's a compassionate community, and it's an ambitious and aspirational community. So there are literally people from every corner of the globe that call Ryde home. It's an immensely safe or relatively safe community compared to a lot of other parts of Sydney. Can always be better, but relatively speaking, great local schools, a university, which is very rare for a suburban electorate to have a university. Most of the universities are located in CBDs. We have an enormous business park, Macquarie Park, which is the sixth largest GDP producing centre in the country today and will be the fourth largest by the end of the decade. So that's creating big employment opportunities for the area. And it's well connected. We've got reasonably good public transport. We're not too far from the city, but you can still get that suburban feel. So you bring all that together and you could literally be in any part of the world doing anything you want with your life. And I think that is what makes it such an attractive place, that anyone can feel home and anyone can find something that connects with them locally in Ryde.
Yeah.
我非常之热爱 Ryde， 我甚至还带着一个小的襟章。 这个是提醒我这个社区给予我多少，亦都是它一个点几好的一个社区。 Ryde是一个非常多元、富有同理心、充满雄心和抱负的地方， 来自世界各地的人都将Ryde当成家。这个亦都是相对安全的社区， 有优秀的当地学校、一所大学以及庞大的商业园区。 其实现在甚至是全澳洲第六大GDP产值的中心， 预计在20年结束前将会成为第四大。 这个代表着Ryde有大量的就业机会， 交通亦都十分便利。 我们拥有相当不错的大众运输， 离市中心亦都不远， 但仍能够保有郊区的生活感。
Among Ryde area, what are some key concerns or you have seen in the community have raised and talked to you before?
不知你了解当中，你所在的选区居民目前最关注的议题是什么呢？
So, as I mentioned, all those great things that make it an attractive place to live also means that it's a very fast-growing place. And probably the number one issue that people will raise with me are concerns around getting around, so traffic, roads being full, not being able to find enough parking, not building enough infrastructure to keep up with the growth. And that might be in terms of hospitals, local schools, more public transport services, open spaces are a really important thing. And so it's about getting the balance between doing what we've been very good at, which is building more housing for, you know, new generations and future generations of people, but making sure that that's accompanied by the infrastructure so that the growth is sustainable. You don't want to create all this new housing that no one wants to live in or that upsets your existing community. You want to be able to take everyone on the journey. So that's probably the biggest issue on top of the issues that I know affect everybody in Sydney, like housing affordability, cost of living, and, you know, general concerns and anxieties about the world at the moment. But on a local level, that rings true most days because it's what people experience. They drive out their driveway and it's tough to get a spot. That bothers them. They drive into potholes. That bothers them. They've got kids who can't kick a ball around at the weekend. That bothers them. So making sure we are thinking about those things and investing in those things is probably the thing that occupies most of my time.
Because Ryde是一个很吸引人居住的地方，所以它的发展速度亦都非常之快。大概居民最常提出的是关于交通的问题，包括道路拥挤、 车太多了，停车位不足够，以及基础设施建设和跟不上人口增长的速度。这个包括医院、当地的学校、更多的公共运输服务，以及很重要的包括我们的开放空间。关键的是要取得平衡，既能够容纳新一代和未来的发展，亦都要确保有足够的基础设施，令到成长是可以继续持续的。 我们不希望建一堆没人想住的屋或者破坏既有的社区氛围，所以这个大概是最主要的地方议会的议题。除此之外，还有关于悉尼整体面临的房价焦虑、生活成本，以及现在全球局势带来的一般性焦虑。
As you mentioned, the housing issues, which is the most pressing issue in Sydney, also around Australia nowadays. So how was your thought of how to fixing the housing issue in the Sydney, especially in the Ryde area?
你怎样看待悉尼，特别是Ryde地区的住房问题呢？ 你不知认为要怎样去解决呢？
So one of the things that a lot of governments have done is spend lots of time and lots of policies on trying to subsidise existing demand rather than incentivise new supply. It's really important that you have new supply because new supply means that you're actually expanding the availability of options, not just increasing the competitiveness of the existing options. However, it's not just about building more numbers for numbers' sake. You also have to have diversity of housing. You can't build one type of, say, two-bedroom apartments and expect that to cater for everybody in your community. People with children, with larger families, are going to look for something bigger, and so you have to make sure you're building that type of housing as well. So a housing diversity policy, I think, is important. Policies that incentivize infrastructure. As I was talking about earlier, there's no use building up all of this housing if nobody wants to live there. So they have to be able to get to work, get to school, know that if they get sick, there's a hospital that can take them in. So that means building the infrastructure alongside the housing so that it's sustainable growth. And then I also think it's about trying to find policies that incentivize that supply quite directly. So if it means that we can more efficiently get people into the existing home, so where there are vacant properties, if we can make that less attractive so that people who own those properties might be more inclined to rent them out, that gets people into the market right now and doesn't require us to wait 2 years for something new to be built. So taking all of those policies together, you can try and make an inroad in this problem, but anybody who tells you it's a simple solution, there's one solution, doesn't know what they're talking about. It's much more complicated, and I think it's time that government speaks honestly with the community that it is a long-term solution. It does require strategic policy, and we're not going to try and suggest there's one silver bullet. There simply isn't. And that's what I've spent a lot of time trying to fight for in RIDE. And, you know, if it was as simple as just building more, RIDE would have fixed it. We've got tens of thousands of new homes built in the last few years, tens of thousands more coming in the next few years. It's still never been more expensive. So clearly it's more complicated. And I guess that's my message to government. Be honest, it is complicated, and think longer term than, you know, just trying to do some short-term policies.
很多的政府花费了大量的时间和政策资源，主要是补贴现有的需求，而不是刺激新的供应。其实增加新供应是十分之重要的，因为这样才能够真正扩大选择，而不是在只有既有的房源上抢来抢去。但这个不单是数字的问题，还有必须有住房的多样性。譬如说你不可以只是建一种两房式的公寓，然后期望所有人都能够接受或者住入去。有小孩的家庭需要更大的空间，所以我们需要支持住房多样性的政策，同时亦都要在兴建房屋的时候带动周边的基础设施。如果没有办法上班、上学或者附近没有医院的设备，那就算起了一堆房都没有人想住入去这个社区。所谓可持续的成长，就是基础设施和住房要同步进行。我们还需要一些直接鼓励屋主将闲置的房屋释出去的政策，令到人们可以现在就住入去，而不是等到两年后新房建成之后才可以。不过任何人告诉你很简单就能解决的人，其实都不明白这个问题。这个是一个复杂需要长远规划的社会问题。政府应该诚实面对社会，而不是假装有什么灵丹妙药可以即刻去解决。
Yeah, infrastructure is a really good point for not only building housing, but also with infrastructure is already like satisfy the need of the community as well. So talking about infrastructure, we know that the metro, which is transport, has been operating for nearly a year already. They are like connecting the northwest of the Sydney part to the central CBD. So how do you feel about this metro has contributed to the development of the right area?
咁我哋知道，而家地铁已经起咗差唔多有一年啦。唔知你觉得呢个新嘅悉尼地铁对于 RIDE 社区有啲乜嘢嘅帮助呢？
In a really big way. So the metro where I'm located runs through Macquarie University, Macquarie Park and North Ryde. So that captures a whole lot of people that live in that Macquarie Park part of my electorate. It's also servicing the business park, which I mentioned is a huge place for economic opportunity, and the university where there's students coming to my electorate from all over the state. So it's had a big impact on moving people around. But I would say that with the pace of growth that we've had, it's just keeping pace. It's not necessarily making it better or reducing the commute times. It's just keeping pace. So it's really important if government's going to continue to push, you know, new housing into communities that they're doubling down on investments in things like metro. I've been really concerned to hear that they're trying to delay the commencement of new metros to something like 2040. That is way too long in my view. We need them now. They take years to build. So suggesting that you won't start until 2040 is basically saying that what we've got now is good enough, and I just don't accept that that's the case. So that's something that I'm spending time fighting for. But using my example of the metro that we've got as evidence that it does work, because we've been able to accommodate a lot of new people, but you know, that sort of thing has to continue. So very positive, but a lot more to do, and a lot more to do very quickly, in my view.
Mm-hmm. 新的Metro对于Ride的帮助非常大，这条路经过Macquarie Park，连接了麦葛里大学同整个商业园区，它亦都为了Ride带来了许多新的经济机会，亦都可以令到全新州的学生更容易来到这里就学。 所以在人口流动方面产生了很大的影响。但以我地的成长速度来讲，新地铁基本上只是跟上需求，并不一定是缩短通勤时间。这个亦都是为什么我地需要持续投资好像新地铁这样的项目。总体来讲是非常正面，但仍有很多的事情要继续努力。
So part of the transportation, do you think the current infrastructure and the facilities are sufficient to meet the needs among the local communities?
咁唔知你认为而家现有嘅基础设施同公共交通足够满足当地嘅社区需求吗？
No, not even close. I think they need to do a lot more. And it's not just Metro. You know, the T9 Northern Line is the train line that services Eastwood and Denniston, West Ryde, Meadowbank, that all run through my electorate. It was rated equal worst in terms of punctuality and reliability of services. So that is a really poor outcome for people in my electorate. And I've been working with the community to try and persuade government that they need to make decisions now that fix those issues, because if you want people to catch public transport, they need to know it's going to show up and it's going to be on time. Same goes for buses. Not everyone lives near a train station. There needs to be investment in buses. Same for ferries. So public transport is probably the closest thing we have to a silver bullet to resolving congestion issues in communities like Ryde. But that means really spending big and recognising that that isn't just an expense on the government balance sheet, but it's an investment that will create enormous productivity, it will create enormous well-being benefits, and it will reduce emissions and ensure that people can continue to afford to live and get around a really busy place like Sydney.
Mm-hmm. 完全不够。 甚至差得好远，政府仲需要做好多嘅努力。呢个唔单止系地铁嘅问题， 譬如话服务 Eastwood、 Denniston、 West Ryde 同 Meadowbank 嘅 T9 线路，就评为全悉尼最唔准时、最唔可靠嘅火车线路之一。呢个对我嘅选区居民嚟讲系十分糟糕嘅结果。我一直同社区合作，推动政府现在就做出新嘅决定，解决呢啲嘅问题。 如果你希望人们搭公共交通的时候，你首先必须要确保它可靠同准时。这个对巴士同渡轮都是一样的。公共交通可能是我们解决交通拥挤问题最接近的灵丹妙药方法，但我们必须大手笔地投资，并视作它为一种投资。它能带来生产力、社会福祉，并降低碳排放量。
So in the light of a recent incident at East Garten, we're talking about the multicultural part. What are your thoughts on youth crime in Australia, particularly when it involves racism, like motivation attacks?
針對最近在 East Garten發生的事件, 你怎樣看待澳洲的青少年犯罪問題呢? 特別是涉及種族動機相關的攻擊呢?
Well, I should say on that specific example of East Gardens that I was appalled, disgusted by what I saw, and I actually moved a formal motion in the parliament calling on the government to recognise and take action in response to it. I don't think anybody should be subjected to that kind of behaviour in a place like Australia, no matter where they're from. But given that it is racially motivated, just adds another whole layer of cynicism to it. One of the great things, as I said earlier in this interview, about communities like mine is that we have people from all over the world living in the one place. That means you're getting better ideas, you're getting greater diversity of thoughts and beliefs, you're getting a much more vibrant, dynamic community. That is undermined when people choose to disrespect that in such a heinous and blatant way as those young people did. And I really hope that a very strong message is sent to them individually so that nobody ever does that again. But more broadly on youth crime, I would say that that was a disgraceful act, but this is not a new concept. This has been happening in communities, even regional communities, for a long time, and a lot of my colleagues that live in country areas are raising similar issues as well. Not always racially motivated, but clearly something is going wrong with enough young people in the community that they feel that it is okay to treat somebody like that in a public place, or in any place, but particularly in a public place. So I think we need to be focusing a lot more on how we, obviously, education for young people, trying to engage them more in extracurricular activities so that when school's out, they're not just loitering around in the streets, trying to create opportunities for government to use its schools and its existing structures to encourage people into learning sport, learning language, better understanding of culture so they don't feel that they can disrespect it so brazenly. I think that kind of early intervention is essential to reduce disgraceful acts like that, but also I think to create a better society and a more sort of global and outward-looking community as well.
Yeah. 我对East Garden发生的事情感到十分之震惊，严重到我在州议会中提出了正式的动议，要求政府正视并采取行动。 没人应该在澳洲任何地方遭受这样的行为，好像我所代表的RISE社区，还有来自世界各地的人一起生活。这个带来了很多好的主意，多元的思维，也都令到社区充满活力和动态。但当有人公然地不尊重，好像这些年轻人所做的，实在是可耻至极。我希望能够传递一个很强烈的讯息，令到没人再这样做。 不过从广泛来看，青少年犯罪并不是一个新的问题，即使在偏远地区一直都在发生，许多的乡村选区的同僚也都提到类似的问题，所以不见得是与种族相关。但很明显，如果有青少年觉得这样对待其他人也都无所谓，那一定是出了什么问题。这个青少年犯罪问题早期介入是十分之重要。 我们需要透过课外活动来吸引他们，善用我们的学校去推广体育、语言和多元文化的理解，令到他们不会长大之后，认为可以如此公然地不尊重其他人。这个不单止是为了减少类似可耻的行为，更是为了打造一个更好、更有国际视野的社会。
We heard that it's a really complicated issue as well, not only putting them into jail, but also we need a really long-term thoughts and issue to make a solution for this one.
Absolutely.
Yep. So to conclude, do you have any things would you like to add to talk to our audience?
那我们今次访问时间差不多了，不知最后你还有什么想跟我们各位听众分享的呢？
No, I would only say that if you haven't been to Ryde and you haven't come and seen great places like Eastwood, you need to. I'm sure you've all heard of it. And, you know, it really relies on people being a part of it and engaging. And as a local MP, I am so proud and privileged to be able to represent a part of the community like that. But, you know, I also need people to engage with it and continue to invest in it and make it good. So if we all work together, we can continue to have a great, diverse community and one that's welcoming of all people. So thank you.
如果你们还没来过 Rise 社区，或者好似 Eastwood 咁样咁好嘅地方，真系应该嚟睇下啦。这个系一个非常之好多元嘅社区，我能够代表呢度感到十分之骄傲。但令到 Rise 一直要咁好，需要人们投入其中，参与其中，继续投资喺呢个地区当中。如果我哋大家一齐努力，就能够持续打造一个对所有人都友善嘅社区。
There is. Thank you very much, Jordan. We hope to see you in the right area and also a lot of Chinese events later on as
Absolutely.
Well.
I'll be there. Take care.
Thank you.
感谢Lane州议员的时间，我们今次时间差不多了，我们很期望在日后在 Rise 市区或者其他更多的华人活动中见到你的身影。我们今次时间差不多，我们下个星期再和大家继续见面吧。